Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Saturday, October 25th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill, and this is the weekend edition of the Instagram Stories. Today on the show, we're going to get into some Instagram updates, including the head of Instagram explaining how you can now find a reel that you watched on Instagram and you didn't like it or you didn't make a comment on it and you want to find it again. Good news, Instagram is rolling out a way that you can actually find that again. We'll also hear from Miranda Marochko, who works at the Buffer team as a product manager. I spoke with her a little while back when Buffer had recently launched their Threads integration. If you're not familiar, Buffer is an app that allows you to post to multiple social platforms at once. And one of the things I like about it is if you don't have a big budget, you can post to three platforms for free. You can change those platforms at any time. You can link up with different platforms if you want to use one for a bit and then switch to another as part of your free three accounts. It's a very powerful tool, especially if you use the paid version. We will get into that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the Instagram news. If you've ever found a reel on Instagram that you enjoyed watching and you want to go back to it for some reason, maybe you referenced it in a conversation with someone in real life and you say, oh, I just saw a video about that. Let me find it. It's not easy to find again. Well, Instagram is aware of this, and thankfully, they're rolling out a feature that will give them parity with what TikTok has, with the ability to find a reel you've watched before by filtering. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
Have you ever tried to get back to a reel that you'd seen on Instagram and you just can't find it? Well, there is a new feature that should help. If you go to Profile and under Settings, under your activity, there's Watch History now. So you can see every reel that you've ever watched. You can sort it from oldest to newest or newest to oldest. You can go to a specific date or date range, and you can even filter it down to a specific person or account that posted that reel. So hopefully now you can find that thing that you were trying to find that you couldn't find before. More to come.
Okay, that's a good step in the right direction, but really you should be able to search. You should be able to type in comedian I watched who told a funny joke about oranges and be able to find that video again. Why Instagram doesn't have that in 2025 is beyond me. Okay, let's go on to some more Instagram news, which has to do with an update to Instagram Stories. The restyle tool is being updated so that you can now remove unwanted details from your Instagram story photos. You can add new elements, you can change the vibe with effects, or start a trend using the Add Your stickers, all built off the restyle option using AI in your Instagram Stories. If you don't know how to restyle your photo, when you go to post a new story, select the restyle icon in the top tray, which looks sort of like a paintbrush with a little asterisk next to it. You can edit your image with the restyle tool by choosing to add, remove, or change certain elements and describing to the AI what you want to edit. You can type into the prompt bar exactly what you want. You can also select one of the preset effects. And when you're ready, you can click done. The same process also works on videos. What's interesting about this is with these tools and the addition of the Add Your sticker, you could start a trend. So you could say, post a video of you that looks like you're getting taken up by aliens, and then everyone could use that same restyle prompt, make this photo look like I'm getting taken up by aliens. I'm just giving you an example. It doesn't have to be that, obviously. It could be something completely fitting with your brand or your business. But the idea is you can start a trend using this new restyle tool. I will link to Instagram's blog post about this so you can check it out for yourself. And lastly, Instagram has added the ability to draw inside the DM inbox in conversations that you have with people. This is not very interesting to me, but I will link to it in the show notes so you can see what it looks like. Okay, that's it for the news part. Now here's my interview with Miranda Marochko from the Buffer team. Today on the show, we have Miranda Marochko from Buffer. Miranda, welcome.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Me too. So Miranda, for people who might not be familiar with you and Buffer, first let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Miranda. I am a staff product manager at Buffer. I'm originally from Canada, but I'm based currently in the Netherlands. in terms of what a staff product manager does at Buffer. I cover a lot of the surface area, which I will talk about in a moment, but I cover a lot of the things like channels and different features and integrations that kind of fall under the channels umbrella. So I'm responsible for our integrations and our ecosystem with other third-party partners such as Meta, which we will be talking about a little bit later. So that's kind of what I do on my day-to-day at Buffer. And then prior to joining Buffer, I was the international growth lead at Shopify. So I helped establish the European, Middle East and Africa market here as well. So I've been kind of working in this space with a lot of creators and entrepreneurs for quite some time. So, and outside of work, I run a not-for-profit for women in tech. So in case anyone is tuning in from the Netherlands in particular, that's kind of what I do outside of Buffer.
If you saw my face just now, it probably looked confused because I thought, when do you sleep? That's very impressive. For people who might not be familiar with Buffer, can you tell us a little bit about it? I've been using it as a tool for years. I heard Matt Navarra talk about it probably in 2018 or 2019, and I've been using it ever since. And we'll get to the integration part in the news, but just for people who don't know what Buffer is.
It's funny you mentioned Matt Navarra because he's also my former colleague.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very fun ecosystem like that. But yeah, Buffer originally started out as a social media scheduling tool. We were very text-based, so we really started with Twitter. Twitter was our primary network, but since then we've expanded to have tons of different channels. So right now I think we support 12 different channels on Buffer. So we do social media scheduling, but we also do things like analytics, engagement, but we've also started to diversify outside of the social media scheduling space. Content creation has been really important for us. It's been a really important pillar for us in the last year in particular. So really investing in like the entire content journey, the entire marketing journey. And we've also built out tools like microsites. So now you can have like basically a link in bio type page. We have a free solution called Start Page. So people can set up a link in bio type website as well, which is like super low lift. So we're kind of diversifying basically to cover the entire marketing funnel for content creators and entrepreneurs.
Like, one of the things that I really like about Buffer, and I don't always hear it described this way, so maybe it's just how I use it, but when I come across something that I think, oh, I want to share this, whether it's a link to an article or something I wrote or a video I made, to be able to just put it into one tool and just sort of say, go everywhere, but it should have a different caption for every place that I'm going to put it. And I want to customize that myself. So for instance, what I write about the work that I made for LinkedIn is probably going to be very different than the way I write about it for Twitter. And I can customize it and I can tag different people and I can do all the things. To me, that is the best part about Buffer that I've personally used. Can you talk a little bit about that if you don't mind?
Sure. So I think that's definitely one of the main reasons why people come to Buffer. It's because it is kind of like a centralized hub for their marketing activity. And as you mentioned, like your voice and persona might be very different on something like Instagram versus where it might feel a little bit more casual versus LinkedIn, which might feel a bit more professional. So we do have tools in place. We have an AI assistant, which has been really successful as well to help as well tailor content for the specific networks that you're publishing to. And we're going to continue to build out those types of functionalities in the next year as well to make sure that content creators feel supported throughout their journey. And so that they also, you know, have that feedback loop too about like what kind of content is successful, when is the best time to post that content, and kind of compare it as well to other networks and other creators within the content space as well. So I think that that's a very common use case that many people who come to Buffer tend to use us for. So it's definitely our superpower, and we love to see creators like yourself utilize Buffer for that reason as well.
I'm going to pause it there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Amanda and I are going to talk about all the different ways that you can use Buffer and the things that you could do with it that you might not know about. Stick around. Welcome back. I'm talking with Amanda Marochko from the Buffer team, and we're talking all about the things that you can do using this social media management platform. Here's more of the interview. Absolutely. That's probably my favorite part about it, but my way I use it as well, which I didn't mention before, is through the browser plugin, which, you know, you guys support Chrome and Firefox, because I'm personally a Firefox user. So when I come across that article that I want to share, just to be able to tap the link in my toolbar or right click the image and say send to Buffer and just have it go, like there's so many, I would say, little parts of the app that you've, again, this is my product manager hat and kind of the way I look at the product, but I absolutely love that. And I think that might be a thing a lot of people don't know, but I think really is a great way to whatever you want to share with your platforms, your network, to be able to do that very, very easily. So that's one of my favorite parts about Buffer.
Great shout on the browser extension. I think that's probably something that's not widely known, is that we do have a browser extension, and we have this new space within Buffer called the Create Space, where we have a functionality that you can just like save ideas, and it's now like a kind of Kanban board style. So you can kind of ideate on some of the ideas that you're working through, similar to Trello as an example. So those types of things, when you're in that content ideation journey, like you can just like send articles directly to that board. You can like work on them throughout your week, and then you can set them to actually be scheduled. So I think that's a different part of the content journey that we've been focusing on. And I think the browser extension is a great way, especially if you're reading articles online or you have other things that maybe you want to think about as part of like your content creation strategy. You can already start sending those to Buffer into the ideas space as well. So that's a new part of Buffer that's kind of just been revamped in the last, let's say, 6 months. We've really invested in that space, and we're going to continue to invest in improving that for our customers as well, so that they can have all of their content also stored in one place, not only like using Buffer to send content, but also just using it as a place to also store media and other articles and things like that too.
I didn't know that that existed. I can't wait to try that out. I will say also that I think your free tool is underutilized or underknown as well. So if you're a content creator who's just starting out, or you don't really want to have a lot of monthly expenses at this time, whatever, the free version of Buffer supports three different platforms right out of the gate to be able to send those posts and do the scheduling and all the things. So I want to highlight that as well, because I think that's fantastic.
Yes, thanks for mentioning that. We have a very generous free plan offering. I think many of our competitors have kind of gone upmarket to like an enterprise level. But for us, it's always been important to have a very generous free plan offering where you can have three channels. You get pretty much all of the bells and whistles within those three channels, at least from a publishing perspective. Of course, if you are starting to get more advanced and you need advanced analytics or engagement features, that's when, of course, the upgrade is required. But for people who are just starting out and like they just want to get a feel or a taste for creating content and get into the habit a little bit more, our free plan is very generous, and people can do quite a lot on it already. So I would definitely encourage anyone who's like maybe thinking about starting a content creation journey or just trying to get into a better habit of posting more regularly to try it out, because it is low lift. We don't require a credit card or anything like that. They can just sign up and get started right away.
Absolutely. And as somebody makes their workflow, whatever that happens to be, whether you work through a team or you do the editing in CapCut yourself, it's really nice to sort of be able to finish the video edit and then make it go to all those places without going to each individual one, but still being able to customize. I absolutely love that. I'm going to stop talking about all the things I love about Buffer and kind of jump into why you're here today. Recently, Buffer had some big news. And do you mind talking about that, please?
Sure. So yeah, this has been something that we've been working on the last few months, but we recently launched our Threads integration. So as I'm sure many of your listeners are aware, Threads is probably the biggest and latest social network to emerge, especially considering there's been a lot of new ones that have been cropping up since Twitter has been kind of taken over by Elon Musk. There's been a lot of differentiation in the market, especially for text-based networks. So we've seen quite a few users request us to build actually the Threads integration. So I think we had around 7,000 people upvote and request it in our feature backlog. So it's definitely been something on our radar for a while. So we're really excited to get that finally live and out to everyone.
I didn't know it was a thing that you could vote on. I wish I had known. I would have voted. What I was doing was using Buffer to, for instance, post to Twitter or whatever, and then copying the tweet from Twitter and pasting it into Threads. And what a annoying experience. And so when I saw this API is coming, and you know, as soon as it was announced, you and the team at Buffer sort of said, this is coming, we're working on it as fast as we can. Really, really great to see, because now Threads is one of those supported platforms, just like LinkedIn, Twitter, all the other ones. And to be able to post that same content or customize the message, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, there are quite a few people actually who paused on actually signing up for Threads until we built the integration with Buffer, because they were like, it's just too much overhead to actually think about like actually having to post to a separate network outside of Buffer and having to manually do that. So we heard from our customers too, like they were just waiting to sign up for Threads until we built the integration. So it was a great process. We worked very closely with the Threads team. I'm happy to talk about that journey if it's interesting as well.
Absolutely. Please, by all means.
Yeah. So
okay, I'm going to stop it there. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, you can find it on YouTube. Just look for my YouTube channel. at Daniel Hill Media, or alternatively, you can look on Apple Podcasts or Spotify for the Instagram Stories podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and be sure to come back next time for more social media news and strategy.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you got a post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation, and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts, and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.